The Gotcha for Life Foundation is dedicated to building the mental fitness of all Australians. They believe in starting meaningful conversations by developing strong social and emotional connections. That's why through the month of June, 100% of all donations raised in Chemist Warehouse stores will go towards implementing mental health workshops for men and women in metropolitan, regional and rural communities around Australia. Purchase selected Lynx body wash or spray products at Chemist Warehouse and support Gotcha for Life in their mission to build mental fitness.
I think we might have found Sonny Walters, who almost single-handedly got the game back on to a lead for the Fremantle Dockers. Michael, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. Two games this season now, and you've come home strongly, but no cigar.
Yeah, no cigar today. It was one of those things where, you know, Brisbane are known for their fast starts, and they do love to drive the ball going forward, but we just couldn't match that, especially early days and maybe in the second and third quarters. But I felt like, you know, for a young group, that two games in a row where we finished pretty strong, we just need to make sure that we do that from the start rather than waiting late.
I think the good thing, Michael, is that the team's shown that when you get, sort of start to get out of your ground by two or three goals, there's a steely resolve where you're finding a way to get back into games.
Yeah, exactly, and that's it. I mean, we are a young group, and confidence plays a big part in that. But we do know that confidence is just a feeling. It's all about action. And, you know, as I said, we do have a young group. That confidence is going to keep the boys motivated and driving, especially through our games. And like I said, you know, we just can't allow that to be, you know, wait until the third or fourth quarter for us to get going. We need to make sure that we do that, you know, from the get-go.
How do you actually find it, Michael? It's been a long layoff. You've had a little bit of match simulation, but into the cut and thrust after such a long layoff. Was it a bit rusty early?
Yeah, it was a bit rusty early. We know what the busy weather's like as well. It gets a bit dewy and a little bit slippery up here. But, you know, most of the boys went away. They did their game sort of stuff with their running and stuff, and they came back in good shape. Also, the ball work, the boys are pretty good. But then, like you said, you know, it's that game simulation stuff that you can't really do over the break. But, you know, I reckon the boys found their touch in the second half, but like I said, you know, we can't just wait till the second half. We need the boys to make sure we get our touch right and get it right early.
Michael, how do you keep the vibe up around the team now? You're up there for another 4 weeks, so there's still plenty of time as a group, and obviously you've got your families up there, but how do you keep morale up around the group and make sure that you're squarely focused on Port Adelaide next week?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. We need to make sure we are focused. Being up here with each other. We also do need our own downtime as well. You know, being around a hotel room, you do get consumed in footy and you do get consumed in hanging around each other way too much. So we need to make sure we find time to talk about footy when it's time to, but also have that downtime where you can just relax and give your mind a bit of a mental break.
Michael, I'm assuming you've had a debrief quickly anyway with Justin Longmuir. How was his demeanour? How was he? Was he a little frustrated but proud of the effort?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he was. He was a little bit frustrated, especially, you know, we found ourselves getting back into the game, and in that last quarter, they got a little move on. So he was exactly in the same position as you guys. We can't allow us to do it in the second and third quarters. We need to make sure we do it right from the start. But as a young group, you know, we need to make sure we keep up that morale and make sure that, you know, that the boys know that there is a whole heap of positives that came out of the game today. We aren't going to focus on the negatives. There's a time for that. But right now, you know, just encourage them and let them know that, you know, there's a load of positives that we can take away from this.
I know you're not a doctor, but what about Sean Darcy? We saw him on the bench with a big ice pack on his knee. Have you spoken to him, or is the word filtered around exactly what they think it might be?
No, we're not really sure what happened to Sean. I know he's with the doctors now, but I'm assuming that they're probably going to go and do some scans later on during the week. But as of right now, I'm not really sure what occurred with him.
And, mate, as we let you go on a lot, I know, did the boys realise that Lachie Neal was playing for the opposition?
He's a good player, isn't he? he's one player who knows how to accumulate the footy, and I've seen it firsthand. So he's one of those, you know, one of the best inside mids in the competition. And, you know, our goal was to negate him. I'm not sure how many touches he had, but it seemed like he was all over the park today. But, yeah, like I said, you know, he's a quality inside mid, and and the credit should go to him. He's a quality player.
Just for your info, they get 29 and 2 goals, I think. And just asking on your leaders, Nat Fyfe, and you and him single-handedly almost resurrected the game your way. I mean, Nat seems to have concentrated on playing a little bit smarter, and he started slowly today, but he really worked into his gears, particularly second and third quarter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Fyfe is one of those players, you know, he is a ball inside, but at times, you know, he needs to be smart, and we need to make sure that, you know, we have him for a long term. So, he is playing a bit smarter, but also, you know, one of those competitive beasts. You don't really want him to get away from that. We still need him to be the driving force in the midfield, along with Dave Mundy as well, and we need them to play their role. But also, you know, as you can see today, he can go down forward and he can take a mark. He can also crumb and kick goals. So he is a smart player, but there's no doubt about it that we're going to encourage him to keep playing his brand.
Well, it's easy to see that you and Nat were probably the two best afield for Fremantle. Well, a bloke I would have given votes to had he been had to was Griffin Logue. I thought the way that he adapted to try and locking down on Charlie Cameron in the second half was phenomenal.
Yeah, for credit to him, I mean, he's one of those players who went away. He is a beast. He was a high draft pick, and he's a strong defender. So we need him to use his athleticism. And the way he went about it, I'm not sure if he went in the second half or the last quarter, but once again, you know, Charlie Cameron is one of those players that you need in the gate, and I thought Griffin Logue definitely played a role in him today.
Good on you, Michael. Well played. Bad luck. Enjoy yourself up there, but not too much, and get ready for Port Adelaide next week.
No worries, boys. Once again, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael Walters there. And
the Gotcha for Life Foundation is dedicated to building the mental fitness of all Australians. They believe in starting meaningful conversations by developing strong social and emotional connections. That's why through the month of June, 100% of all donations raised in Chemist Warehouse stores will go towards implementing mental health workshops for men and women in metropolitan, regional and rural communities around Australia. Purchase selected Lynx body wash or spray products at Chemist Warehouse and support Gotcha for Life in their mission to build mental fitness.